it's weird to think that two growth and development reporters would be talking about things going away, but that's exactly what we're going to do here on the Scruffy Stuff today. We're going to play a fun little game. You can call it either or, you can call it one must go, but essentially we're going to present to each other two, or I guess in some cases three, things that have some sort of similarities between them and decide which one must go. I guess none of them have to go. This is a hypothetical game that we're playing, but hopefully will lead to some good conversation. So as I mentioned, there are two growth and development reporters today. Downtown growth and development reporter Ryan Willis, that is me, and I am joined by
growth and development reporter Silas Sloan.
And I say we just go ahead and jump right into it. I'm going to start with one that it'll be hard to imagine either one of these places not being in Knoxville, and should lead to some great conversation. Neyland Stadium or Thompson Bowling Arena?
We're starting off strong here.
Yes.
This is a tough one. I have thought about it. I think Thompson Bowling has a lot of events you can hold.
Exactly.
And you know, basketball is wonderful. But that being said, I think it's got to go. I would keep Neyland to stay. I think the Vols football is just such a quintessential part of Knoxville. You got to keep it.
Yeah, I think, you know, in these scenarios, if one of these two places go, there's no reason that another one couldn't be built. So I'm saying if Neyland Stadium goes, you could get another football stadium. Or if Thompson Bowling Arena goes, you could get another arena, perhaps. So if I think about these two, the more iconic of the two is Neyland Stadium.
Well, okay, so this next one, I think this might be tough for you, maybe choosing between two children. Now, you're a big fan of both of these places. There's Preservation Pub or Scruffy City Hall. Which one has to go?
Preservation Pub needs to stay. Preservation Pub for me, if you listen to, I guess, was that the last podcast? It's been a while. I feel like I haven't been here in a month because I haven't. But Preservation Pub is my third place. And it's my third place because it is a place where like all types of people are welcome. Not to say that Scruffy City Hall isn't, but you know, you have the smokers on the first floor. You got live music every night of the week. It's a little grungier. And then the second floor is a little bit of an escape from that, even though they keep the music blaring up there. And then it connects to the rooftop. And, you know, I love Scruffy City Hall's rooftop. I love their stage on the first floor, and of course the sort of cathedral environment and the pew seats on the balcony. Oh, but that balcony is so good. I'd hate to get rid of that as well. But Preservation Pub is just quintessential Knoxville. It's as scruffy as it could be, and there's not many businesses keeping scruffy alive. So, yeah, I guess if I had to get rid of one, it would be Scruffy City Hall, as much as I would hate to do it. But Pres Pub's just an icon.
I'm going to disagree with you. I think Pres Pub can go. In my eyes, I think, you know, it's tough because I think Pres Pub has a little more going for it. You have a better concert venue, maybe. But, I mean, you mentioned that balcony at Scruffy City Hall and that those pews and the cathedral. I mean, it's so great. I think Scruffy City Hall has to stay. And I think Pres Pub could go.
I think Scruffy City Hall has the better concert venue, actually. I mean, they have the bigger stage, but there's just something about seeing a concert in Pres Pub that even though it's a smaller stage and it's a little bit tighter around out in like the crowd, you know, the dancing area, it just feels a little bit more intimate and a little bit more of a party atmosphere. So, you know, Scruffy City Hall is great if you're seeing a band that you really want to see, but if it's just sort of like a random band playing, you know, at the bar, then I feel like it almost feels a little bit awkward sometimes to be at Scruffy City Hall just standing in that big open floor watching a band that's, you know, just a local band perhaps, or somebody that you would want maybe just in the background, but you feel the need to stand there and actually watch. So that's where it is for me. But I'm with you. I don't want either one of them to go. I love both these places. And while we're talking about places to see music in downtown Knoxville and in Market Square, let's talk about the Market Square stage or the Tennessee Amphitheater. For me, I'm going to say, and this is where it gets tough, because I would say get rid of the Tennessee Amphitheater because it's not used at all, or at least not as much as it should be. But if it were used more, I'd say get rid of Market Square stage. You don't necessarily need a stage in Market Square to have events on Market Square. If you want to have something, you could, you know, it's a big open pedestrian plaza. You could even wheel out like a temporary stage if you need somebody elevated for some reason. Now, that stage is perhaps my most common meeting place for people. If somebody says, you know, what do you want to do tonight? And I'd be like, I don't know, just meet me at the Market Square stage. So it's important to me in that way. But I think the Tennessee Amphitheater could really be used a lot more. And so I'm going to say get rid of Market Square stage, with the hope being that with the Market Square stage gone, perhaps there'll be more going on at the Tennessee Amphitheater, even though it is a little bit out of the way if you're in like downtown. If you could get some programming over there that would draw people down there, I think it could be a bigger hit than it already is.
Yeah, I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth. I think I agree that the Tennessee Amphitheater isn't used as much as it should be, and I think it really could be a really fantastic venue if it's used more. And I mean, the stage is, I honestly, it's barely a stage. It's what, two steps up? And right. You know, I think even if you took that away, you could still have bands play in the middle of Market Square. You know, it doesn't seem as necessary as the amphitheater does, and I just don't think, you know, you really need it. If the amphitheater was gone, that would really Knoxville would be losing a really great venue.
Right. Even though we don't use it hardly at all. It needs to be clean too, but I heard it can't be clean. You'd have to replace it completely. So for anybody who's wondering why it's so dirty, that is why they're unable to clean it. So here's a tough one, because these are two things that outdoor enthusiasts both love about Knoxville. One is the fact that our downtown is right on the Tennessee River. And the other one is that we have the miles and miles of trails and urban wilderness in South Knoxville. So we need to get rid of one. Do we want to get rid of the Tennessee River that flows through downtown Knoxville, or do we want to get rid of the urban wilderness in South Knoxville?
Oh, so you're saying just get rid of the river entirely?
Yeah, I'm just saying that, yeah, if we had no river at all.
That makes it, I mean, I guess that makes sense. I didn't think of it that way, but I think in that case, I say you get rid of the urban wilderness. I think the river is, even though it's really not like a swimming hole type place, like you can't really swim in it, the river is such a great thing, and it provides, I know there's like, you know, you can sail up to Neyland Stadium and sailgate over there, and the river kind of splitting South Knoxville and downtown is just such a great amenity and so nice to have.
Just pretty to look at.
Exactly. I
mean, how many towns do you know that can say that they are a true river town? Now, just like the Tennessee Amphitheater, I would say we need to figure out ways to use that river more. But I don't know. Half the cool, you know, the cool, beautiful factor of downtown Knoxville is the fact that it is, you know, this little mountain river town.
Yeah, and you know, the urban wilderness is great. I know, you know, that's a super popular place, and it's, you know, really great. You don't have to go super far out into the Smokies to have a nice hike. But that being said, you also have the Smokies kind of in our backyard over here. So I think it would be a bigger loss to lose the river versus the urban wilderness.
Right. But then you also have to think about tourism. I know a lot of people come to bike and, you know, use those trails in the urban wilderness. So that's where I'm kind of, you know, going back and forth between my answer. But I think, yeah, the river is part of what makes Knoxville, Knoxville. The urban wilderness is a hidden gem. I feel like more locals would notice, obviously, if the river just dried up than if the urban wilderness went away. You know, but there's the tourism factor, too, with the urban wilderness. So, but I'm with you. I say let's get rid of the urban wilderness and let's keep the river in downtown Knoxville. Now it's time for the most controversial, divisive piece of downtown Knoxville, and that is the Sun Sphere. Do we want to get rid of the Sun Sphere, or do we want to get rid of the Tennessee Theater Marquee, the two perhaps most iconic symbols of downtown Knoxville?
Maybe this is the most controversial, you know, matchup we have on this list. I don't know, but this is a no-brainer to me. You get rid of the Sun Sphere. As unique and interesting as the Sun Sphere is, I think you either love it or you hate it. And I don't hate it, but I'm not a big fan of it. And I think the Tennessee Theater, you know, that sign downtown is just, especially at night, it's just so, it adds so much life to Gay Street. And I mean, I could do without the Sun Sphere, as unique and cool as it is. Bart Simpson pushed it down, I wouldn't lose any sleep.
Well, see, that's the thing, too. It goes back to kind of how I said about the urban wilderness with the tourism. Do you think about, you know, the Sun Sphere and all the branding that comes with Knoxville? When you think of Knoxville's icon or its logo. It is the Sun Sphere, whether you like it, love it, hate it, don't really care for it. It is, you know, what identifies Knoxville. The Tennessee Theater just says Tennessee. It's not incredibly Knoxville. If you saw that, if you weren't from Knoxville, and you saw that Tennessee Theater marquee sign just, you know, in a book somewhere, would you think, oh, Knoxville's icon? But then again, would you think if you saw the Sun Sphere, oh, that's Knoxville's icon? I'm not sure how many people outside of Knoxville really know about it unless you've driven through.
I mean, I think there's a good, like that big Tennessee sign. There's so many theaters that have such a almost the exact same sign,
right.
But it doesn't say Tennessee. So yeah. it's not all that unique, but I think it's a prettier to look at, and it adds more to downtown in my eyes than the Sun Sphere does. And
yeah, if the Sun Sphere lit up, then maybe I'd have a different answer too.
Yes, I agree.
I'll say get rid of the Sun Sphere. I proposed beneath the Tennessee Theater marquee sign. I didn't propose beneath the Sun Sphere for a reason. So there you go. I'll do it that way and say get rid of the Sun Sphere and keep the Tennessee Theater marquee. As much branding as we would lose. I guess if we lost the Sun Sphere, we would just start using the Tennessee Theater marquee sign more as our logo, which would be fine. We're going to do this one a little bit different because it's not really an either or. Well, it is. It's Big Ears Festival or all other music festivals in Knoxville combined. And now we've lost a few over the years. I know Rhythm and Blooms used to be huge in the old city. Now we've kind of replaced that with Southern Skies. You also have Sunset on Central. These are really cool music festivals that bring in local and regional talent and some touring acts as well. But Big Ears Festival obviously is huge for downtown Knoxville. You have an international audience. It takes place over multiple days. It showcases downtown to the world and brings the world to downtown Knoxville, as Ashley Capps likes to say. It goes both ways. So if you had to pick either Big Ears Festival, you get to keep that, or you get to keep all the other music festivals and Big Ears Festival goes away, what are you going to pick?
I would keep Big Ears. And I think, you know, I love the idea of having smaller music festivals for some, you know, these local artists and local bands, because I think that's such a huge part of Knoxville and there's such a great scene. But I mean, there's just, Big Ears is just special. It's, you get all of downtown involved. You get some really incredible artists and just performance. And, you know, it really highlights all these different places in downtown Knoxville. I think I would absolutely keep Big Ears over all other music festivals.
And we've both written about it before. The economic impact of Big Ears Festival is substantial. So, yeah, I'm going to agree with you. You know, just because you get rid of all other music festivals doesn't mean you get rid of all other, you know, local and regional concerts here. I mean, you have concerts at the Millamine, Bijou, Tennessee Theater. You're talking about local concerts. You have them in all the bars and breweries. I know there's been some concerts popping up over at Pretentious as of late. And so, you know, Yeehaw has been adding concerts over there. That was built out as a venue. So I think, yeah, get rid of all the other music festivals, as much as I hate to see them go, because Big Ears Festival is so special to Knoxville. It has such a big impact and is so unique. Up next, Ice Bears or One Knoxville SC? Hockey or soccer?
See, this is tough because, you know, neither of those are really my forte, but I think I would rather go to a hockey game than a soccer game. And
I'm with you on that.
I think, you know, I know One Knoxville is new and I'd hate to kill them off in their infancy, but hockey is just such a fun, I would hockey just seems so much fun. I have yet to go to an Ice Bears game, but I would definitely pick keeping the Ice Bears.
Yeah, I think I prefer Ice Bears hockey over soccer in general. But I guess the fact that, you know, Ice Bears have been around for a long time, like you said, One Knoxville SC is new, and thinking about them eventually one day playing at the baseball stadium that's being built, I say get rid of Ice Bears and keep One Knoxville. If Ice Bears had maybe a little bit more of a nicer environment to play in, I mean, the auditorium and coliseum's a little more than a little outdated, and One Knoxville SC is got a lot of excitement. The fan base is huge, although the Ice Bear fan base is huge too. I just got back from Bonnaroo. I saw two Ice Bears jerseys while I was at Bonnaroo, people walking around. So, but I think, yeah, soccer, I mean, soccer is more universally loved too, I feel like. And so I think you'd be hurting a lot more feelings if you got rid of soccer than if you got rid of hockey. So I'm going to say keep One Knoxville SC. And perhaps the toughest one of them all to end it here. We can't get rid of Gay Street because it is the street. It is our main street in downtown Knoxville. But I think of downtown Knoxville in three different areas. I think of Gay Street, Old City, and Market Square. So we're keeping Gay Street, but we have to get rid of one of the other two, Old City or Market Square. Which one are you doing?
I'm curious to hear your answer because you're Mr. Downtown. So this could be like choosing between your two kids.
Right. That's exactly what it feels like.
You don't have a favorite, but you got to choose one.
Yeah.
But for me, as interesting as Market Square is, I love Old City. I will, if I had the choice to go to Old City or to go to Market Square, I would go to Old City. I think it has more character. I think it has more to do, or just more variety of things to do. You have the coffee shops, the art galleries, the Barley's. I think it just has more, and it has more character. And so I would 100% pick Old City.
Yeah, I am going to agree with you on that one. I feel like Old City is the future. Market Square is the present and a little bit of the past. I mean, Market Square was revitalized in the early 2000s, and we've seen it sort of grow and grow and grow. And I don't really see much more opportunity for it to grow. And like you said, there's more to do in Old City. I mean, as much as I love the West family businesses, you have like four of those that are all owned by the same family. They all kind of have that West character to them. And so, yeah. They're taking up a substantial amount of real estate there. And then there's shopping. If you're a local, you know what's in there. You really only need to go in there. I mean, it's definitely more of a tourist draw perhaps in the Old City, just having a big pedestrian area like that. And that's something that I think we take for granted, having just a wide open pedestrian plaza like that. And it's great, but there's, I think, more to do, or at least equal amount to do, just one block over on Gay Street as there is in Market Square, whereas Old City is kind of its own little neighborhood. It's separate. There are cool bars, restaurants, places to shop, things to do, and it is growing. I mean, once the stadium comes down there and that becomes sort of the stadium district, I think getting rid of Old City now would hurt Knoxville in the long run because there's so much more planned for that area, whereas Market Square, we kind of know what it's all about. It's been around for a while. Not much opportunity to grow. Well, we sure do like to stir up controversy here on the Scruffy Stuff. I imagine there's a lot of people who agree and probably a lot of people who disagree, and we would love to hear from you. So if you want to keep up with me in the meantime, give me some feedback. You can always follow me on Instagram at Knox Scruff. Silas, what's the best way to keep up with you?
Yes, you can follow me also on Instagram at Knox.growth.
Knox.growth.
.growth. Just the dot, not the word dot. If you type in Knox.growth, you are not going to find me. Or you could also find me on Twitter at Silas Sloan. The handle is a little odd. It's SILASLOAN. Just one S in between. It acts as two S's, but it's only written as one S.
Silas Sloan. Like I said, if you want to provide direct feedback too, you can shoot me an email at ryan.wilusz@knoxnews.com. And while you're still listening, go ahead and hit that like or subscribe button on whatever platform you're on. That way you get a notification every time a new episode drops, or just come back here on Tuesdays. And check out the podcast description for a link to the Urban Knoxville Facebook group and the Urban Knoxville newsletter if you like to keep up with what's going on in and around downtown even more than you do already by listening to the Scruffy Stuff. And before we sign off, I would just like to encourage everyone to give us a thumbs up, a like, a star, 5 stars actually, if you would, and leave a review. Tell us what you like about the show and what you would like to hear us talk about next. As always, the Scruffy Stuff has been brought to you by Knox News, so head on over to knoxnews.com/subscribe to support local journalism and get unlimited access to all the stories, photos, videos, podcasts, everything we have to offer. Thanks again for listening, and we will be back again next Tuesday. Stay scruffy, Knoxville.